Actually, this is whole thing is a great mercy of the Lord, actually. Because if I had not stayed back, if she had not got sick, I had not stayed back, I wouldn't interact with the great Brijvasi like this. And from his mouth, I wouldn't have heard such a loving pastime of Radha and Krishna. So that's why whenever there is a pain in life, some pain comes, we shouldn't feel so bad about it, because that pain has got in store for you a great realization if you are open to that. If you are good in good consciousness, the pain is actually the door, opening door to a great deep realization, which is very sweet and not in pain, full of bliss. So the beginning is pain, some suffering, but the end result is you got to meet a Brajvasi and heard a beautiful, sweetest possible pastime. And you to get entry like this is something which is never our qualification. You cannot say, you know, oh, it was only my qualification. Out of the 22 people, I was the only one who was qualified. So I stayed back and I could hear the pastime. It is always a blessing of the Lord. Just simply blessing of the Lord. There is no way our qualification is. Lord chose to think that, okay, you should hear it. So he made you hear it. And then in that case, whenever that blessing comes in a causeless manner, then we have to see that causelessly we have to keep on distributing to everybody what you received, which was never yours actually. And then if we do that, then Krishna just gives you such causeless mercy more and more and more, because he knows that now you are in the mood of always distributing what you received and never store it for yourself selfishly. And thus we become recipient of more and more causeless mercy. And it's a beautiful experience. You know that you are simply an instrument, you are nowhere qualified, but you are just receiving and passing and receiving and passing. In the process, you get so much bliss and so much purification and so much gratitude in the heart that I don't deserve it, but still it is coming. So that's why I feel very grateful that such a beautiful, sweet pastime was revealed to me. If anybody asks me, I am very bold enough to tell, I have heard from a Brijvasi. Don't ask me any spiritual connection with some scriptures. There may be one, definitely there may be one if I can research. But I am proud to tell you, sir, I have heard through oral tradition. I have heard through Janashruti. Because there are many, many pastimes which Brijvasis tell. And His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj mentions them as oral tradition, heard from a Brijvasi. So it solves all the questions. And I don't claim that I know it from Padma Puran, from Brahma Vaivarta Puran, from, you know, Garga Upanishad. I don't say that. I heard from Brijvasi, Babulal Sharma, at Kusum Sarovar in 1986, in the month of December end. Very simple, you know. Better to be honest and very, very clear. Yeah.
Because they depend on their Isthadev, the Isthadev is looking after them. And those who are actually harassing, or, you know, that depth of security they don't feel from their Isthadev. They just have to do the separate
Yes, endeavor. Yeah. Actually, when you meet such kind of people who are selfish and harassing, then the glory of the Holy Dham is concealed. Mm-hmm. You don't see anything. You just get a negative experience and you go. Some people I know, my brother, elder brother I know, he came once alone to Vrindavan and he got some experience like this. He has never come after that. He was also scared, he was angry, he was betrayed, he was feeling, you know, where I came. So, such experiences, although you are in Dham, it conceals you away from the Dham. And when you get such experience, Dham actually opens to you. So, it is always a person who reveals Dham to you. Dham is always there. It may be a source of frustration for you. It is always there. But only when a person comes in picture who connects you with the Dham will be revealed to you. And it may be a simple person, it may be an affluent person, it may be a very big person or small person or acharya or maybe a simple person. But he has to be a person. Then only Dham will be revealed to you. Like my driver is from Nimgaon. You know, for 30 years I am coming to Vrindavan Dham. I always pass by Nimgaon. I never went to Nimgaon. It has to be that person from Nimgaon who became our driver in hospice. That day on the way back from Vrindavan Barsana, I said, "You are from Nimgaon, please take me to Nimgaon." So we took a nice halt there, leisurely halt, we visited every holy place there. Such a beautiful place. Now I have read about the book, Nimgaon, in book also. I know all the pastors of Nimgaon. But it took me 30 years to have a Brijbasi who took me there and he showed me everything. So I felt so grateful to him. He may be my employee, he may be calling me sir, and I may be his boss technically. But I am recipient of the mercy of Nimbarkacharya through that person. And it's my experience that every time when I come to Braj, on a longer trip maybe, not on the 2-day trip, something new is revealed to me, always. Always, always, always something new has to be revealed to me. Not only in Vrindavan, in Jagannath Puri, in Mayapur, something, some new thing is told. No, that is the year we got initiated. I got Diksha in January, she got Diksha in March 9. And Radhanath Maharaj came first week of March and he did the Yajna of her initiation. And that is the year the first ever Yatra took place. So before I got married, I went to 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the year I got initiated, it was 1986. And 1486 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. So I got initiated, she got initiated. Then I went alone to Mayapur to attend the 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then straight in December, I came to Vrindavan Yatra.
So basically, you didn't come here?
Nothing. I never came before here to Vrindavan. First ever. Yes. I remember here also there's a pillar that goes inside the water and then there's a octagon there. There are many things going in that water, no? You can go right in the water and sit in that air. I remember sitting there with Radhana Swami with 20 devotees. The old friends, you know, now half of them are not there. I have a picture also at home, sitting on that octagon there in between. It's home, at home. Yeah, I hope it is there. Because I used to also click photographs with professional camera. I used to carry two cameras and click photographs. So somehow so many of the photographs were lost. When I went out to Vrindavan, then they just threw away the photographs and they got. But I picked up from dustbin many photographs when I came back. So I remember that photograph also. So I have very deep and fond and unforgettable memory at the banks of Kusum Sarovar. Somehow or the other. So it's a great blessing actually.
Yeah, bless. Coming first time to Vrindavan and then getting a service and then a seed and planted within your heart and then again taking time.
This and yeah, yeah. So something which is very deep, inconceivable, is always hidden in something. What happens to you? It may be beginning with a pain in life. Some long-term blessing and some connection is hidden in that. If you are in right consciousness, then it reveals to you. If you are not in right consciousness, the opportunities come to you. You get disconnected and you go away. But if you are sincere enough, then Sri Krishna will link that with long-term plan for you in that place of some service. It's a very beautiful thing actually. In the same trip, we went to Barsana and Radhana Swami went to Ramesh Babaji's place after so many years, you know. And we went to that house and then he told me to knock the door of Ramesh Babaji Maharaj and I went and knocked and Babaji came out and he said, "Ask him to sing. Please ask him to sing." So I said, "Please sing." So he brought his harmonium out and he sang. And whatever he sang in those two bhajans, you know, I was like completely out of the world. I was not in the world. My body was there, I was not there. It was complete ecstasy. And Radhana Swami was just next to me sitting and he was watching me. What is happening to me? So definitely some chord in the heart was struck on that day. And I remember deeply that I don't have much memories of much very deep moving experiences spiritually. But that was one of them definitely. I could see that something called as ecstasy I can relate to, okay, this must be like this. And that is a this is the trip where the eternal connection for me to Braj was established somehow in the seed form. And I developed so much love and attraction for Braj from this trip onwards. And then it went on growing afterwards. Hare Krishna.